And that is really when I started feeling the wrath of techno-fascism beyond Google, because we were shut down and shut down and shut down by all the mainstream processors. And in the end, we lost $250,000 for selling CBD. Now, flash forward, I'm part of this operation, Quack Hack. This was launched in March, although there's no official press release issued by the FDA. And of course, it's under the umbrella of coronavirus, COVID-19, because as we know, COVID-19 ushers in whatever the globalists want, and there is an attack on natural remedies. We cannot even say mitigate or prevention. I got in trouble because we had an article that said the best way to deal with the coronavirus is prevention. And we got in trouble for that.
I'm proud to share with you Tetragen, which helps you transition to a healthier, happier, and thinner you without cravings or side effects. Our metabolic hormones are the underlying problem that doom every diet and exercise program to fail. They control our metabolism, cravings, how much we eat to feel satiated, blood sugar levels, and even our energy levels. Tetragen is formulated with four clinically proven patented ingredients that help rebalance your metabolic hormones in roughly 15 to 20 days, depending on the amount of weight you want to lose. Once your metabolic hormones are rebalanced, you'll be on the path of long-term, sustainable weight loss, because Tetragen is the first in the world which is scientifically formulated with four clinically proven and patented active ingredients to help you reach your targeted weight in two distinct phases. Phase one, rebalance your metabolic hormones, and phase two, accelerate fat loss. The best part is that Tetragen comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose besides weight? Learn more with the link below.
They arrested Mark of Genesis Church. They arrested his sons. His sons, he has eight children, but two of them are still in jail. They also bashed, they didn't say, hey, can you please open your safe? They bashed into his safe. They took his money. I was going to say stole. They also told him that he owes them 10 years of all the donations in retrospect back. And he is saying that he is willing to come. He says that you're going to be sorry that you ever went after a church. And that is a segue, because right now there is an attack on the church. When you have someone like Dr. Birx get on a call with faith leaders, it was a White House call, and tell the faith leaders that they are putting others at risk and that they need to stop singing. You have an attack on the church when you have Walmart is open, liquor stores are open, but people cannot congregate and meet to pray. That is wrong.
Well, they won't even let churches open at that point in a lot of states at all. I mean, it wasn't even, not even the singing. They couldn't even have sparse, you know, pews open all day long so people could just be in there and feel better. And I mean, we had such a fearful situation. Then they opened it they were trying to open it like here at like 25%, while Walmart and everybody else is open at like 50%. But then they had to, everybody pushed back so much. But there's other states that they're still restricting. It's incredible. So there is an attack on the church, and they don't care. I mean, there is a blatant attack on the church.
Churches have burned down because of this multi-layered psyop, George Floyd, which I've been covering in depth, and we're seeing the country, you know, burn, statues dismantled, the ushering of communism. And one of BLM's missions is to destroy the nuclear family. I don't think Black Lives want the family.
Black Lives Matter has nothing to do with communism or destroying the nuclear family.
Yep.
What does that have to do? Those activists that have been on, that were so sincere about Black Lives Matter, are not out there for communism and destroying the nuclear family. And those people, once again, are being victimized. Once again, black lives are being victimized by these a-holes because and used. They're being used because one of the segments that are pretty faith-based is the black community. And they are being used. And it's very sad. It is so sad because they are constantly being used. And how dare them use them again? You know, they constantly use them.
Well, it's backed by Antifa. You have sellouts that black people that, like, there was a woman, Kalitha Hodges, there was an NBC report saying that the only way to properly develop a vaccine is to have African Americans included. I was like, huh, let me look into you, Kalitha. Oh, you run a clinical trials in Georgia. And you basically are guinea pigging on your people and you want to get a vaccine account. One of your specialties is vaccines. And it so happens that African Americans are, you know, public enemy number one against coronavirus. Meanwhile, you have experimentations in Africa that's been happening for eons.
Well, since the 80s, since they opened up the pharmaceuticals not having liability, you know, we've had a flood of vaccines. What that's allowed them to do is test vaccines on human beings instead of making sure that they're very safe because they don't have any liability. So we all become guinea pigs. You can't tell me this current vaccine isn't one big test, you know, or whatever the hell they're trying to do with it. But there is no way that a vaccine, it's taken 5 years for the fastest vaccine to be brought to market. They're going to do this in a year and a half, a brand new one that's never been done before, a whole new methodology.
Genetically modified.
And not to mention, yeah, the first time they've ever done it, ever. And it's going to come out in a year and a half. And then not to mention, they've never had one work for the COVID family of viruses, which is the cold. They've worked for three decades trying to create one. They've never had been able to, and suddenly they can do it in a year and a half using a whole new method that's never been tested.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely wrong. And yeah, it usually 8 to 10 years to develop a vaccine, and even those are not safe because of their adjuvants and the crap and the live viruses and
all sorts of things. But even doctors who are adamant and passionately believe in vaccinations don't believe in this. Even them are like, oh, wait, put the brakes on. Even them are freaked out by this. I mean, everyone should be freaked out by this.
Everybody. And there's an argument that maybe because Orange Man is so hated, and I'm not one of them. I don't hate President Trump. I try not to have hate for even these demon rats that I call. But because he's talking about Operation Warp Speed, maybe that will wake people up. I just was listening this morning to a TED talk, a TED interview with Billy Boy Gates that he gave a week ago, and talking about the different three companies that are, you know, ahead of the race as far as when it will come. Will it come before the election, after the election? Will this leave after the election, this coronavirus? And by the way, Zero Hedge came out with a piece yesterday talking about the antibodies, which I'm still trying. My understanding was that if you have antibodies, you have antibodies. Well, they're saying with the coronavirus, this specific strain, well, there's many strains, but that the antibodies wear off. Therefore, a vaccine would not work.
Well, that's why they have to have a new flu vaccine every year. I mean, so it's all bunk. I mean, I just don't, I don't know what they're planning and what they're really doing, but all I know is that anybody with a half a brain should be very critical of this and should be pushing back. Even, like I said, even people who are adamant that their kids, everybody should be taking vaccines, are scared of this because they know that this is not normal. This is not normal. When they did an Ebola out for 30 million people when we had this Ebola scare, they ended up having people with major brain problems and health problems, and they had lawsuits up the yin yang. I mean, I can't see how that's not going to happen here. Or they're just going to shut us down.
Well, even the Moderna, the first few guinea pigs. Well, the first guinea pig, which was conveniently in Washington, I mean, she had a bad reaction, but we found out that she was a former employee of Microsoft.
Well, but it didn't even go well.
No,
yeah, I mean,
didn't
of
go
the
well.
The few that they had, and then they downplayed it so that people didn't know about it. But if you dug into it, you're like, well, that's not successful. How could you consider that successful to move on to the next phase? They're starting this July a huge, you know, final trial of 30,000 people.
Is it Moderna? There's also the J&J vaccine.
It's Moderna. I published the article on my website.
Okay, I'll check it out. 30,000 people.
Yeah, it started in July here. Yeah. I mean, maybe it's the end of July. I don't know, but it's sometime now. That was about 5 weeks ago that I published it. So, hooray!
Yeah, it's, I believe that there is a soft culling going on where they are targeting the low-hanging fruit, which includes nursing homes, prisons, homeless shelters, Native American reservations, and they definitely, Black Lives Matter to them. They want to get the Black lives. These are eugenicists. Margaret Sanger, who's Billy Boy Gates's father, worked for Planned Parenthood, was a racist. This is...
Yeah, Black Lives Matter, but not in the way that they claim they matter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, Sarah.
I know. That's the problem. They're just, people are being snowed over here that this is not what people think it is. Now, they have been releasing people from prison by the thousands all over the country. Meanwhile, they're threatening prison time for people who don't wear masks and go to church.
Exactly.
So that is happening, and California has just decided to release another 1,000 inmates. I'm
curious to know. Sorry, do you know, are these drug related? Where they, I would argue, not supposed to be in jail to begin with. Who are these inmates?
Yeah, those I would say those I would be okay with.
Yeah.
You know, some of these that are soft prison where I think they're taking advantage of and hurting them, but. These I don't know. I didn't dig into it. So that's a great question. I do know that other ones have been sex offenders and have been criminals that I would never let out unless I knew that they have been rehabilitated. So while some of them might be great, there are other ones that aren't. And I do also know that in New York, they were tracking some of them, that the ones that have been let out, and the crime rate was skyrocketed amongst these people. And you know, there's some that have committed 4 crimes in one day, you know, those kinds of things, because they had to keep releasing them. So it's a combo package, and I think they're just not being careful as to who they're releasing. And I think they're doing it to the naive. They're doing it under the guise of releasing people who shouldn't be in there in the first place, because that seems legit. But if you look deeper, there's people who are sex offenders and others that really should not be released.
Yeah, I'm going to look into that, because it's been niggling at me as like, who are these prisoners? Were they recruited for all these riots?
Exactly. You got to dig into that more, because there's something there. And I agree with you. Yeah. Is there something more there with these prisoners? And did they get some kind of trade deal? And also, the other thing that if you really want to dig into, and I'm starting to really dig into this, is the Indian reservations. What's going on these Indian reservations? Because I know it's always been a spot where child trafficking and you know, young women being trafficked out of these Indian reservations, because they don't track them. Their numbers are not tracked by the FBI. So it doesn't make our numbers look worse. You know, because human trafficking is something that I've been covering for the last few years pretty heavily. But what I'm learning about these Indian reservations is that this is where the deep state, because they can get around the laws of our country by using the lands of the Indian reservations. They train troops. They're bringing in, I had a source, really good source, and then I had another one back that up, that over 100,000 Syrians, Obama brought them to a reservation because the people didn't want to at that time, the Americans, and so he did it on an Indian reservation. I'm hearing that troops in Canada are coming, the Canadian Indian reservations, the Chinese troops are coming to those reservations because they're buying out land and then they're allowed to bring their troops there. There's something going on in our Indian reservations that we need to be diving into.
They are also the low-hanging fruit. You also had Dr. Burke's virtue signal and wear a mask from the Salt River tribe and then saying her crackly voice. Masks can be fashion statements too. There's something going on. Yeah, with the prisons, I also... this whole community spread, which, by the way, I'm covering coronavirus in Costa Rica, and they just introduced community spread. It's like magic. How does it magically in the prisons? Is it who's the plexiglass? How did you get coronavirus in the prisons? Was it a guard?
Meanwhile, they're not talking about building up your immune system. They're not giving the elderly vitamin D3. They're not giving, you know, the doctor in Texas that's doing that hormone therapy, inhalant.
Well, D-vitamin D is a hormone.
It's a steroid inhalant that is curing, he's saying curing 100%. Even people that have been on ICU on their deathbed, he's been able, over 200 patients, he's been able to turn it around. Taiwan has only had 7 deaths in their country of 20 million because they're using this. And
what is the?
I'll send you. I should know the name of it.
Prednisone.
Inhaled budesonide. So it's inhaled budesonide, and the doctor is Dr. Bartlett, and it's for asthma, and it's an anti-inflammatory because that's what COVID does. It's an inflammatory, and it's an anti-inflammatory, and so it works across the board, and that's what a lot of. Go ahead.
I was going to say there's different paths to Rome. I mean, it really depends, again, as a functional medicine consultant, what the person is dealing with. And it's like when someone tells me now, like I was speaking to someone in LA, one, they said, oh, I drove by the hospital and they have tents. The hospital's empty inside. It's all for show, this tenting outside, because electives are off, and I've called the hospitals.
I know, it's
and
stupid.
I've called nursing homes, and nobody wanted to talk to me. As soon as they found that I was a journalist, they hung up, and I called New York, New Jersey, Quebec, where I'm from, where there's a high rate of coronavirus in the nursing homes. And so told me that, and then told me my mom knows 5 people who died. Okay, I want to see their dossier, every single dossier, and let's get specific.
And what did you do to them? Did you give them hydroxychloroquine? Did you give them an anti-inflammatory? Were they on vitamin D3? Were you doing these things for them? Or did you send the sick in and then just say, make sure you're washing your hands and wear your mask? You know, I mean...
people are dying because of the ventilators. And I've said that back in February. You can find tweets from February about ventilator-associated pneumonia, the cardiac arrest that can happen. You get intubated. Nancy Pelosi was on Bill Maher. You know, I'm intuitive. I was like, I don't know if this woman hits the bottle. Is that why she's slurring? Instead of saying isolate, she said intubate. They are killing people with these ventilators.
Yeah, they are. That is true.
Why are they not giving them oxygen cannula?
Well, there's so many.
They're killing people.
Well, I've always said that we could just step in right now and get the death rate, fertility rate way down. But the thing that, you know, Patrick Wood, he's the one that covers technocracy. And really what they're ushering in is a hybrid of communism, technocracy, and then eventually just pure-blown technology. Technocracy. But can you imagine these idiots who don't understand science, who are making all these decisions that are absolutely terrible, are who's going to run this technocracy? I mean, are we going to be a system of quack science making decisions across the board for how we run? That's what technocracy is. It's science and managing everything down to the, you know, nano level. But are we going to do that based on quack science, like what they're doing now? I mean, that's a nightmare. We got the worst of the people who flunked out of science class, who barely can read, running stuff, and who are power hungry. You know, I have an engineer science background, so when I see all this, I'm just like, oh, Oh my God, you guys are so dumb. And you guys are the one that's going to run stuff. And then you're power hungry. And then your ego is so large that you won't even listen to different facts and information. Are those the people who are going to run our country? That's what scares the hell out of me. So when Patrick Wood talks about technocracy, now I have this nightmare that we're going to have these type of people who are, they're going to try to run it, say, claim it science-based, which is what they're saying, the science, but they're clueless. And, you know, I bring in the top scientists around the world. That's who I like to talk to. I like to bring in, you know, cutting-edge stuff. And now we're dealing with, I feel like we're going back to the caveman age. You know, I mean, or not even that. I mean, just stupid stuff. And if they're the ones running this technocracy, maybe they just want to get rid of anybody that has a brain. I mean, and then who's left? Just really stupid people? I mean, I don't know, because I would not be able to live in this environment like that. I have to find an oasis somewhere where we can actually be critical thinkers and smart, sort of. I mean, I'm not even requiring extreme smart. I'm just inquiring basic smarts. You know what I mean? This is so bad that I couldn't live in this for any length of time.
There is the deliberate dumbing down of America. I've written about it and these poisons. I mean, I've been blowing the whistle on poison since making the film, and people are finally catching up. Why am I in Costa Rica? Because I knew something was going down. That's why I'm here. And then to see that the pandemic is being rolled out here, because Costa Rica is very much embedded with China and the World Health Organization. And the day that President Trump on May 29th initially stated that he would pull out from the WHO, the president, Carlos, launched a acceleration program with Tedros from the world, from the WHO, with 26 other countries. And in any case, the first mention of pulling out of the WHO, proverbially pulling out, then we had Redfield and Fauci, the fraud, which, by the way, I found two lawsuits against, one against him and one he filed. But he was saying, and Redfield was saying, that they're still working with the World Health Organization in a very, quote, meaningful way. Then we had that interview with Bill Gates being interviewed by, it was a TED Talk, but it was a week ago, and we're asking him questions. Why are we asking Bill Gates? He's not a doctor. I know more about health than he does. Why aren't any of this COVID-19 task force ever mention the immune system?
You can't be, they're disingenuous. You cannot talk about prevention, mass, and social distancing if you don't talk about the immune system. If they don't bring that up, then they have no credibility in my book. None. You can't have credibility.
They have no credibility. I mean, even Jerome of Surgeon General had to recant on his mask. And you know, we're learning as we go along. And initially, I thought maybe an N95, but then you look at recirculating your own air and hypoxia and oxygen levels go down and you have the beaches closed. Like, coronavirus starts working after 9:30 in Costa Rica and likes to work on the weekends, so the beaches are closed. It's a very, very smart virus. So not allowing people to get fresh air. So already if they're quarantined, by the way, the air in your home is usually 50% worse than outside. So you're depressing their immune system. They're quarantining. They're not getting sunshine. They're not getting fresh air. And so they're primed. And then you get them wearing masks. So then they're recirculating their own viral particles. It's absolutely – and this is America's doctor, Fauci. He's been in circulation for 6 presidents. I call him the pandemic impresario. I covered Zika in great detail, and he managed to get $1.1 billion and usher in a vaccine justified the release of genetically modified mosquitoes. I found a lawsuit against Dr. Fauci that was filed against by a Dr. Michael Hall, because in Florida they were spraying NALID, and I so happened to have interviewed someone who was being poisoned. That was if a plane flew over spraying crap. I mean, that's how I got an autoimmune condition, because I was ironically at an environmental film festival in the Dominican Republic showing my movie, and there was someone fumigating where I was staying, and I went outside thinking it was a leaf blower, and he was fumigating, and he turned around, and it was windy, and I breathed in a whole bunch of toxic poisons. And then a month later, I couldn't even go up the stairs, and I thought it didn't hit me right away. I thought maybe it was my thyroid. And then when I went to the endocrinologist and I said, I think this is chemical body burden. Blank stare. What is that? Here's some prednisone. Here's some Cymbalta. And by the way, your body's attacking itself and there's no cure. And so that prompted me to give them a big F you. I'll show you. I will show you. I'm going to heal myself. And I'm not going to take your drugs.
There's a lot of deer in the headlights when you go to the doctor. And so you got to find one that is a little smarter and can get their brain out of their box. Because otherwise you're screwed. I mean, honestly, a number of times with my kids that I had deer in the headlights with these doctors, it was incredibly frustrating. I did find a good chiropractor that I went to, who was a holistic chiropractor, and I ended up, it's amazing how issues that I had with my kids were fixed in a week when I spent years trying to get it fixed with deer in the headlight doctors and thousands of dollars. It's incredible. So you're absolutely right. How can people learn more about you, follow you? I mean, because they need to. People need to be supporting you and following you. Can you tell us where they can find you and how they can support you?
Yes. I wanted to mention, Sarah, just one other doctor that was attacked and had her house, the FDA, if it's okay, the call that I sent you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, in a nutshell, an hour after I spoke to her, five FDA agents that had driven 6 hours came to her home. They were all masked. There was a cop. He was not masked. Computer, took cell phone, took silver, and she had to tell the FDA, I'm so sorry, I can't make the updates that you would like to my website because you took my computer.
What did they claim that she did wrong? What did she do wrong in their mind?
They took a notepad. She doesn't know what did any of us do wrong? What did we do wrong? We're doing right. That's what's wrong. We're doing right.
Yeah, the world's turned upside down right now. And I'm so sorry that you're doing everything you can. You had a show the other day where you're interviewing the Genesis Church and you prayed and you started crying and I started crying watching you guys, because you could tell how much you were there just trying to help people and you're being persecuted. And that really got to me, because people who are helping people should not be persecuted. This is just wrong. It's just wrong. There's right and there's wrong. And people know when things are right. And I'm hoping people wake up, because, you know, this is not right.
Yeah, it's not. None of this coronavirus. I mean, we've lost 6 months. We've lost 2020. And the thing is, it's going to get a lot worse. People talk about a second wave. I think we're in the second wave and we're going to have a third wave. When they're probably getting soft erections when the coronavirus and the influenza meet, because we have Dr. Birx telling people that part of getting away from coronavirus is to take the flu shot, when we know that it actually exacerbates your chances of getting coronavirus.
And there's a Pentagon study that I have posted on my website that from the Pentagon, the study says that 36% in chances of increase severity of the coronavirus or chance of getting it and the severity if you have the flu shot. That's from the Pentagon. It's a study that I've posted on my website. So it's not from me. It's from them. So it is true. And I think, you know, Dr. Dave Janda, my friend, Dave Janda says that he thinks it's going to disappear after November. Watch. It'll just kind of like disappear. We'll see if he's right. But it depends on what their agenda truly is.
He thinks it's going to disappear after the elections?
But he thinks that there's a chance. I mean, it depends on if they're really doing this to screw up the election or if they're doing this for a broader...
Yeah.
To get people distracted while they bring in the new economy, you know, for other things. If it's a distraction for other things, then obviously it won't end. If it's to get rid of Trump and Orange Man bad, then it'll just kind of disappear. It'll burn itself out naturally. We'll see.
I hope so.
I hope so.
I would like to say that I think the tipping point of truth has arrived. I think we are the majority and that the mainstream media just wants to keep up the pretenses that most of us do not want a vaccine, realize that this is a pandemic. And I wrote a piece, How Censorship and Coronavirus Don't Mix, which I dedicated to my mom because my mom was like, and I've said this before, Mary, how could they be fooling the whole world? And then she paused and she actually said, and how about Dr. Fauci? Oh, mommy, this is definitely a worldwide script that they are unfurling. And you can start by reading Lockstep in 2010. And the more that they press their agenda, there is a great awakening. And I am honored to be associated with people such as yourself and Charlene and Sherry Tenpenny and Zach and Spiro and all these people who've been on the front lines covering this scamdemic. And I will continue. This is my mission. And so to answer your question, I request that people follow me on Twitter. I work for retweets. And I am heavily shadow banned. I have a YouTube channel, which is my name, B Lady. So it's Miriam Hinane, B Lady, which is my nickname. And they can buzz on over to Honey Colony or simply transformative.com. And I choose because I'm constantly researching all day. And even though Twitter doesn't love me back, I think the platform is wonderful. And so I'm just sharing as I find stuff in real time and pulling clips and sharing links and studies. And so I'm also part of a medical freedom fighting group on Twitter where we support each other and we retweet. And these people are brilliant. They are brilliant, way more brilliant than most doctors. As far as educating people on vaccine safety and educating people on what's really going on with the Rona.
Well, people should follow you, and thank you so much for everything you do. We're so blessed to have you. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you.